swear there were at least four more in this section when I was putting these away last week. Oh, hi. Sorry, I didn't see you come up. How can I help you? Great. I'm happy to get these returned for you. Amazing. All back within their limit and not a late charge in sight. Anything else I can help you with? You want to try something new? Well, tell me more about what you usually read. So, like, this book here, what did you like about it? Okay, so maybe something a little different from that? Cool. We've got this new system we're trialing. It's a hybrid AI and coding system to give responsive and accurate book recommendations. It really is pretty cool. It needs a bit of help in learning what real humans do and do not like, but it's getting there. I can put in some parameters and show you if you want. Fair enough. Not ready to gamble on the AI just yet when it comes to books. I get you. It pains me to stop reading a book before it ends. But if you do want a recommendation from me or from the system, just give me a shout. I'll be here for whatever you need. No, definitely no AI system for this part of the job. I still have to return, catalog, and shelve books all by myself. Nah, not really. Dewey and I are old friends. The Dewey Decimal System, that is. Sorry, you'll have to forgive my librarian humor. Well, thanks for that. I'm glad you do. No, it's pretty straightforward, really. I can scan them in, like I did with yours. Check for late fees, damages, and any errant items that may have been used as bookmarks. Learned that lesson the hard way. You'll only miss cheese in a returned book once before you learn your lesson, truly. Nope. I wish I was joking, though. But back to your question on how books are returned. If, during the return process, you've told me what you liked about the book, or, you know, what you hated, well, those will be noted on your profile, too. After that, I just check the holds to make sure no one else is waiting for them before marking them as available on the system. Then they go onto these carts and wait to be returned to their homes. Yes, their homes. The space on the shelves where they live. I mean, if it sounds so weird you can't imagine it, you can stay and see how it's done. What? You're serious? All right, come around here to this side of the counter then. Okay, I'm signed in already, so I'll check the books, then hand them to you. You select them from the list on the screen, okay? Yep, there. That list on the left with each of the books I've scanned. Just check, listen, click. Sound good? Perfect. If any questions come up, just ask. Though, I've got one to start. What made you so curious about the library processes? Don't get me wrong, I love working here. But we don't have many people asking questions about it. Libraries are amazing places, full of information and opportunities. They're places where you can get information and support for pretty much whatever you need. It's like a hug in a building. The last place we can go without any expectation except to be. I love libraries. Sorry, I have a life outside of here, I swear. I just think they're so underrated, you know? Really? That's amazing. I'm glad that you were able to find some of those services easily through us. Then you'll already know exactly how great it can be. But if you ever need anything else, we're still here. Definitely always here for more books. So, did you have a favorite book in this last set? Ooh, yeah, great choice. I've not gotten to the most recent ones, but the first two in that series were so good. Some people talk about it being too graphic, but I disagree. It's less graphic than most popular TV series. I think it's more that people's imaginations fill in a lot, and they don't want to admit that. Oop, give me 2 seconds. That alarm means we're officially closed, so I'll need to lock the door. Don't worry, it's just the two of us in here, and I've got the key to let you out when you need to go. Just means we can work uninterrupted. Oh no, I'm absolutely going to put you to work. But don't worry, I'm a benevolent dictator. Unless you like it rough. Oh, is that so? I mean, I was joking, but yeah. I've certainly read a book or two where that's the case. Yeah, exactly like those graphic ones I mentioned before. The author certainly seemed to have a knack for knowing exactly what to say, without saying it at all. Really pulling on the reader's imagination. Though that third book you returned, that was really something. That scene where she puts him to work. You know, in the fifth chapter. Yeah, it was quite something, for sure. The way it was written. The pacing, I mean. It moved quickly, but nothing was rushed. No, you certainly can't rush those things. Not when there's such a delicate balance of power and pleasure. You've got to get it just right. And I'd know. It's my job to know things like that, after all. My expertise says that, in that case, it was well constructed and even better written. Oh, I just meant, you know, as a librarian. I mean, it wouldn't be professional to say how much experience I do or do not have in those, scenarios. Though it's fun to let you imagine, if you wanted to. Oh, really? Do you particularly like those kind of scenarios? And even with librarians? Okay, yeah. Especially with librarians. I get you. What is it about the look that you like so much? Is it the glasses? The stack of books in my hands? The hilarious library-related jokes? Oh, yeah? Is there something better my hands could be doing? Well, I definitely like the sound of that. But I still want to know what it is you like first. Will you tell me? What is it about a librarian that gets your imagination going? You want me to keep guessing, hmm? I can do that, if it's what you like. I want to give you what you like. After all, it's just the two of us here tonight. We've got all the time in the world to reshelve these books. Okay, then. Why don't I start here, with my bun? You can pull the pencils out if you want. Let my hair down. Would you like that? The way you're looking at me right now makes me think you'd like that and more. Like you're thinking about every hot librarian video you've ever seen. So, why don't we do something about that, hmm? Would you like that? To finally fulfill some of those fantasies with me?
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.